Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your alternative doctor. And it's pretty funny. I always think that you have to, something that's natural has to be called alternative. But that's the times we live in. And I do 100% nutrition at my office. We get people well all the time. It doesn't matter what you have. We don't put a label on you. What we do is we treat the body as a whole. And when you treat the body as a whole, the whole body heals up. We're not just focused on your thyroid. We're not just focused on your liver, your adrenals. We got to be focused on everything. We got to get everything working. One thing doesn't work independent of everything else. It all has to work together. But this is the number one live show here in Nashville, Tennessee. I think it's the only live natural healthcare show that's on. And I've been doing this for close to 8 years now. And it's the only show that helps to educate you on how to avoid the fads, the trends, and the bold-faced lies that are out there on healthcare. And hopefully our purpose here, or my purpose is, to make sure that you're getting the right information and that you have a solution. What do you need to get well? And we're going to be talking about detoxing and different phases of detoxing. And I know you're rolling your eyes. I've done a detox before, and it seemed to help, and then everything went back to normal. Or the way it was. Well, that's true. A lot of people do detoxes because when I mentioned that in my office, we call it the purification program, but when I mentioned that in my office, they think they're going to be running to the restroom with diarrhea and they're going to have discomfort like they did when they did it on their own. And it's good to detox. And I'm not saying that you don't want to do that, but most people aren't really ready to do the detox. You know, I used to, about 12 years ago, I thought, wow, everybody needs a detox, so that's what we're starting with. Well, that doesn't work. You actually have to do a prep phase, and you got to get the person healthy enough to actually do the detox. Now, the detox I do, rarely do I ever get any complaints about it. It's actually fairly easy. It'll go in and clean up the liver, the gallbladder, intestinal tract, and kidneys. It's not a hard thing to do. It takes about 21 days for that phase to go in and clean those things up. Now, if you're interested in whole food, or you'd like to know what whole food could do for you, whole food nutrition, maybe you've never had it. Maybe you never even heard of it before. A lot of people haven't. They don't know the difference between what's on the open market and what whole food is. The ones that I use are professional grade, so you do have to go through a doctor to get that, like myself. But if you're interested in that, you could email me, and you could get a free symptom survey if you wanted a free symptom survey. This gives me an idea of what's happening with you symptom-wise, and it gives us a little bit of a guideline on what nutrition may overcome those symptoms. And I've started this a couple of months ago, and it seems to be going pretty well. People are interested in it. And if you want to get a symptom survey, it's totally free. You email me at myfreehealthsurvey. That's myfreehealthsurvey. There's no spaces in between. It's myfreehealthsurvey@gmail.com. And what you need to do is you need to email me your name and your mailing address. I cannot put this on my website. A lot of the stuff I do, I can't put on my website because a lot of it is copyrighted. The doctor says you can use it, but it has to be used through other means than the website. That opens it up to, I think, what do they call that, public domain. But so you have to email me, myfreehealthsurvey@gmail.com. That's myfreehealthsurvey@gmail.com. Email me your name and your mailing address, and I will mail you out the symptom survey and also an envelope with a stamp on it. It doesn't cost you a penny. And you mail that back. I look at each and every one of these, and I put together the protocol based on your symptoms. Now, the best thing to do is just to see me one-on-one. I'm here in Nashville. I'm locally here. I've been here for quite a few years, about 23 years here in Nashville. I did practice in Winchester, Tennessee for about 5 years, and then I moved up here to Nashville and been here ever since. So I'm in South Nashville. If you'd like to come to one of my workshops, we do have a workshop coming up this Saturday. It's going to be March the 10th at 10 a.m. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's really where we can sit down and talk about things and really explain how you get somebody healthy and do it naturally. What we're talking about here today is we're talking about toxins in the environment, how toxins get into our body, how toxins affect us. Here's another statistic here. This was put out by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, they call that. And researchers found 212 chemicals in people's blood or urine samples, a staggering 75 of which had never been measured in the U.S. population before. In other words, they found 75 new chemicals that they've never seen in people before. Things like arsenics, plastics, phenols, environmental phenols. What else they found was fire retardants, chemicals from fire retardants. What clothes have that on there? Children's clothes, right? They're wearing those clothes. That can rub off onto them. Plastics, of course. We all know about plastics. Those are epoxy resins that are in there. Polycarbons, which are plastics, where they're finding those in people. Teflon, you're cooking pots and pans there that are Teflon. Well, that Teflon breaks off and it gets into your body. And they're finding, on the average, 212 different chemicals in people. And again, 75 of them are brand new. They were never detected in humans before. And I don't know if you know this or not, but there's 2,000 new chemicals that are designed every year in laboratories. 2,000 new ones every year. The EPA can only study 20 of those. So out of the 2,000 new chemicals that are being used, they're developed and being used for various reasons, the EPA checks 20 of them. And they have 7 years to do that. So guess what? We are the guinea pigs. And by the time they find something wrong with them, they've been on the market probably for quite a while. And that's what we're doing. What's happening is a lot of these toxins that are out there have never, ever been tested. There was no reason to test them, say, 30, 40 years ago. They don't test them. And a lot of them got grandfathered in. And they don't have to be tested, but they're being used on a daily basis. The Environmental Works Group, it's called EWG, they did a study on umbilicus cord blood. And this is blood that's from the umbilicus cord from newborn babies. And what they found on the average is 20 industrial chemicals and pollutants in the baby's cord blood. 200 industrial chemicals and pollutants in the baby's cord blood. This is including pesticides, consumer product ingredients, waste from burning coals, gasoline, and garbage. Also found in the baby's cord bloods were samples of chemicals that are used for stains, oils, repellents, oils like they put in repellents in fast food packages, clothing, and textiles. And again, the Teflon, they were finding Teflon in babies. The flame retardant, they're finding in babies. Numerous pesticides found in babies. Now, how would that get into the baby? Well, obviously, it's going through the mother, right? You might have a newborn baby, and if they get tested for, say, heavy metals, they might find heavy metals in the baby. Now, the mother, if she has amalgam fillings, those are the silver fillings. If you open up your mouth and your fillings look like they're silver, that's not really silver. That's about 50% mercury. And they're finding mercury in babies that were just born. Well, it's crossing the umbilicus cord. It's going into the baby from the mother. Whatever the mother has, the baby's going to accumulate. That is a true statement there. And these products that they were finding in the babies, 180 of them cause cancer in humans or animals. 217 are toxic to the brain and nervous system. And we'll talk about what do we need to do to detox the brain. And there's actually a phase called the brain phase, which most toxins or most people that are detoxifying are missing. Also, 208 cause birth defects or normal development in animal testing. So these toxins are all over the place. So one place that you have to watch out for toxins, of course, is your food supply, like I was saying before the break. This is becoming a big, big problem. I don't know if you know it, but our corn is ruined. Our commercial corn is already ruined. They have a thing in there called BT. It stands for biotoxins, and you can Google this yourself to find out. Don't just take my word for it, and I hope you do. There's a thing called BT. What they did is they took a splice from a bacteria, put it in the corn, and it's supposed to be more resistant to bugs. They were doing a study on 146 people. They were having them eat commercial corn, and they said that, this is safe to do. So, of course, they went and did it before they actually found out. And then they were doing the studies on it, and they found out that the 146 people that were eating this corn, the majority of them were actually producing the biotoxins themselves. Their cells were producing the biotoxins. So if you're going to eat corn, that's one food that I recommend has to be organic. It has to be organic. It has to fall under that organic label. All right. So again, there's some information for you. I got a solution. We're talking about it. And if you have any questions, it doesn't have to be on toxins or anything like that. You can call here 615-737-9986 and see if I can put you on the road to better health.